Rhythm and blues singer Howard Hewitt crooned many chart-topping songs when he led the group Shalimar in the 1980s. You may recall his smooth sound on Second Time Around or Make That Move or This Is for the Lover in You. And then there's this one. That, of course, a night to remember. Hewitt went on to a solo career for a while, worked with jazz artists, and a few years ago recorded his first full gospel album, The Journey. And now he's offering his first Christmas release, a collection of holiday music that will get your foot tapping. And he's here to tell us more about this new project. Welcome, Howard Hewitt, and congratulations.
Thank you, Cheryl. I'm glad to be here. Honored to be here, definitely.
Well, thank you. So first, let's talk about this Christmas release. What inspired you to do one?
Every year, my wife, you know, this is like our Christmas, our holiday. You know, Christmas time is like our holiday. And, you know, every year we get the old Christmas CDs out. And every single year, she always says, you know, since we've been together, she says, you should do a Christmas album, a Christmas CD. Mm-hmm. I say, yeah, I'll do one. But, you know, the thing about Christmas CDs is that you have to hand them in to the company or to whoever your distribution situation is with at a certain time in order for them to get it into the system. You know what I mean?
You're doing this in April, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, you know, recording Christmas music in May, June, July, or August, or whatever, and it just doesn't seem right. It's not like the most prominent thing on your mind at that time. To get your mind wrapped around chestnuts roasting on an open fire in June or July, you know what I'm saying? So, but it was something that I've always wanted to do, and it turned out some of the best vocal performances and production performances that I've done on a lot of different projects.
Hmm. Well, you collaborate with some great musicians for this project, including Stevie Wonder for the classic, the Christmas song. Let's take a listen to that.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Hey.
Now, Howard, why this song in particular for a Stevie Wonder collaboration?
I've always loved the Christmas song. You never really knew what the name of the song was because you always say chestnuts roasting on open fire, but it's the Christmas song. And I've loved the Nat King Cole version forever, you know, of that song. And KJLH is Stevie's station here in L.A. Uh-huh. And he does, when he's in town, he always does a Thursday morning, early morning shift, you know, himself. Stevie calls and asks if I would come on and do, you know, a couple hours with him on his show. He was doing it that next Thursday. So I said, sure, you know, I'll come in. And so I went in, and Stevie says, you know, Howard, I'm going to do the Hollywood Bowl. He said, and I want you, if you can, you know, I'd love for you to come sit in with me. You know, we're on the air. This is on the air, right? And so I said, hey, man, Steve, man, I'd love to come sit in with you. You know, I said, but let's make this a bartering situation. I said, I'm getting ready to do my first Christmas album. And I said, I will come sit in with you at the Hollywood Bowl, you know, on a couple of tunes if you come and sing and play a harmonica solo on the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on Open
Fire. You had him.
I had him with millions of listeners as my witnesses, you know. So he got it done, and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you grew up singing gospel with your sisters, and one song on the album has a bit of a gospel feel, O Come All Ye Faithful, which you did with George Duke. And here's a little bit of that one.
Oh, yes, Lord, we greet thee. Oh, Jesus, to thee.
Howard, tell us about this one and why you included this song. We talked, I mentioned that it has this gospel feel to it.
That's basically, I think, what I wanted to convey at the time. With George, you know, George is one of my best friends and one of the most, prolific, legendary, fantastic. I can't say enough as
Absolutely.
Far as him as a producer. And I'm totally, totally honored to work with him on anything that we do.
Well, if you are just joining us, you are listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley, and I'm speaking with singer Howard Hewitt about his new Christmas release. You know, before we talk more about the Christmas CD, let's revisit your time just a bit with Shalimar from 1979 to 85, if I have that right. I'm wondering whether your music is still associated with the group, or have you been able to break out during your solo career?
You know, it's funny because when I do my shows, I do a lot of personal appearances through the years and stuff. And you have people that come to the show that are you know, diehard Shalimar fans.
Uh-huh.
And then they fortunately, you know, transitioned into, you know, Howard Hewitt fans. And then you have people that come and they're just strictly into the Howard Hewitt stuff because I've been doing that a lot longer than the Shalimar stuff. I mean, Shalimar stuff, great stuff, like you said earlier, like, you know, Second Time Around, Night to Remember, Make That Move, For the Lover in You, all that stuff. But then, you know, the solo stuff is, you know, Show Me, I'm For Real, Say Amen, Stay, you know, and on into the newer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, all of it, to me, though, represents wonderful times in my life.
Keep in touch at all with Jody Watley or Jeffrey Daniel, the other folks the trio?
Jody and I don't really stay in touch that often, that much. You know, she's doing her thing. And but, I mean, Jeffrey and I still do shows overseas. We'll take another girl with us. We'll do stuff in Asia and Africa. We were just in Africa a couple months ago, and people have approached me about, you know, doing something here in the States, you know, with Jeffrey and myself and the girl. We take a very, very talented singer. Her name is Carolyn Griffey. Talented singer. She has a great voice and great look and everything. We'll take her with us. But if I was to do it here in the States, I wouldn't feel right doing it unless it was me, Jeffrey, and Jody. And an article in Jet Magazine a few weeks ago, I think it was released about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And at the end of the article, they asked each of us, you know, if, you know, we would ever do a Shalimar reunion. And Jody said, well, I'm not really committed to it, blah, 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 right? And Jeffrey says, well, if it happens, it'll be fun. And they asked me, I said, I think it would be a great thing. I think it would be a blast. I think the audience would have a great time, and that's the most important thing.
Let's go back to the Christmas album. Baby, It's Cold Outside is another of the familiar holiday tunes. And you gave this one a bilingual twist with guest
yes.
artist Giselle. Let's listen to that one.
But baby, it's cold outside. Really cold outside.
I'm moving in my chair, Howard. Just want you to know. So why did you go this route? What did you want to have happen with this one?
Well, with Baby It's Cold Outside, I mean, I've always loved the song, you know.
It's a great song, isn't it?
It's a great song. And you can either do it, one thing as far as especially the female part, you can either do it, the female part can be played either really sexy or tongue-in-cheek, you know, type of like, you know, comedic type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as I listened to certain things, I said, you know, but everybody's done. And Monty Seward, he and I produced this together. Monty and I go all the way back to the first song we ever wrote and produced together was Say Amen, which is like the classic inspirational song that's lasted 20-something years now. And he was working with this Latina artist, Giselle. And we started talking about the song, and then we said, you know what? What if we do a little flip, like a Hispanic, you know, Spanish, English, bilingual flip on this whole thing, where, you know, the female part is done in Spanish and the male part is done in English and answered in English.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that would be great. And he said, well, I'm working with this girl, you know, Giselle, who's who's done a lot of stuff on Telemundo, has a nice little following in the Hispanic market, and he MP3'd me some of her work, and I loved her voice. She has a great voice and stuff. And I said, well, let's give it a whirl. Let's see what's happening. Let's see how this whole thing fits. And we went in and did her part. I mean, sometimes I don't even know what she's saying, but it sounds so good, you know. it just fell into that whole sexy vibe. It's just, you know, because, I mean, Spanish language is such a beautiful language anyway, Spanish, French, and all that. And it's something that I felt would be very, very interesting and very entertaining to the listeners, to people, as an addition to the Christmas album.
Well, Howard Hewitt, it has been wonderful talking to you.
It's been great.
Yeah. Howard Hewitt joined us from member station KCLU in Thousand Oaks, California. His latest CD, Howard Hewitt Christmas, is available in most stores. And for more information on Howard Hewitt, visit our website at npr.org/tellmemore. Howard, thank you, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Happy holidays to you too, Cheryl. God bless.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer, fun for all that children call their favorite time of year.
And that's our program for today. I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
Olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams we share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere. Yuletide by the fireside, and joy.